Ever feel like your emotions are like kind of running the show?
Oh,
You know what I mean?
yeah.
Like, especially anger. Like, there's a calmer, happier, you're just waiting to like break free.
For sure.
We're going to deep dive into this workbook today that says it can help us do just that.
Okay.
It's called Calm Within, Mastering Your Anger
Yeah.
by life coach Terrence Cole.
Okay.
And it sounds like it's not just about, you know, like not yelling at people.
Right.
It's about mastering your whole emotional world, like the full spectrum.
Yeah, and I think that's a really important distinction to make right off the bat.
Okay.
Because so many programs out there focus on just sort of slapping a Band-Aid on the problem.
Okay.
But this one seems to really go deeper.
Like into the like root causes of stuff.
Exactly. Like think about it. When you're feeling angry or frustrated or whatever, do you usually just try to like push those feelings down?
Yeah.
Or do you try to understand where they're coming from?
I mean, I tried to understand.
Right. Like, tough.
It's hard.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, I'm not always successful.
In this workbook seems to guide you toward that understanding.
Okay, so how does it actually do that?
Well, for one thing, it's got this really interesting structure.
Okay.
It includes these monthly video coaching sessions with Terrence Cole himself.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and each month focuses on a different emotion.
Interesting.
So you've got anger, obviously, but also disappointment, fear, guilt, jealousy, resentment.
Oh, wow.
It's like the whole gamut.
Okay, so it's like a whole year-long program.
It seems like it, yeah.
Wow.
Which makes sense, right? I mean, you can't expect to unravel all your emotional baggage in like a weekend seminar.
That's true.
And that's where those probing questions come in.
Okay, yeah, I saw that in the description.
Right.
What's that all about?
So at first, I was a little skeptical. Like, oh, great, another self-help book telling me to journal my feelings.
Right.
But these questions are different. They're designed to make you really confront those uncomfortable truths about yourself.
Ooh, that sounds scary.
It can be.
Yeah.
But it's also where the real growth happens.
Okay, so give me an example. Like, how would these questions actually help me in real life?
Okay, so let's say you're constantly feeling overwhelmed at work.
Well, that's me.
Right.
All the time.
So one of the questions might ask you to identify the specific situations that trigger that feeling of overwhelm.
Okay.
And maybe you realize it's not actually the workload itself, but a lack of clear communication from your boss.
Okay.
That leaves you feeling uncertain and anxious.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So suddenly it's not about like fixing your inability to handle stress.
Yeah.
It's about addressing that communication gap with your boss.
Wow, I never thought about it like that.
Right.
That's really interesting.
And that ties into this whole idea of turning your pain into power.
Oh, yeah. I underlined that phrase in the description.
There.
It's so powerful.
It,
like, it makes it sound like this workbook isn't about temporary fixes.
Right.
It's about, like, real long-term transformation.
Exactly.
Which I love.
Yeah, and the language throughout the description really emphasizes that transformation.
Oh, yeah. How so?
Well, it talks about like creating a blueprint for emotional mastery, discovering game changers, unlocking forgiveness, becoming a master of your own destiny.
It's like a hero's journey.
Yes.
Yeah. You're facing these challenges, these difficult emotions.
Right.
And you're going on this quest to understand and master them.
I love that analogy.
It's so true, though, right?
Yeah, and it makes the whole process feel exciting.
Yeah, it does.
Like you're not just working on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You're embarking on an adventure.
I do have one question, though.
Okay, shoot.
Is mastering your emotions always, like, the best approach?
Hmm. That's a good point.
Like, shouldn't we also learn to accept some of our less pleasant feelings?
You mean, like, as just part of being human?
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely. And I think the key here is that the workbook doesn't advocate for suppressing emotions.
Okay.
It's not about pretending you don't feel things.
Right.
It's about understanding them and then choosing how to respond rather than just reacting.
Okay. That makes sense.
So you're not denying your anger or sadness or whatever.
Right.
You're just learning to be in control of it.
So for our listener out there.
Yeah.
Let's say they're intrigued by this whole approach, but they're also feeling a bit hesitant. What would you say to them?
I'd say if you're tired of feeling like your emotions are controlling you,
yep.
If you're ready to dig deep and uncover the root causes of your struggles,
yeah.
Then this workbook might be a really valuable tool.
It sounds like it.
Yeah, definitely worth checking out.
This workbook, Calm Within, sounds like it offers a structured and potentially life-changing path to understanding and mastering a whole range of emotions.
Yes, it does.
And honestly, who wouldn't want a little more calm in their lives? But here's a question for you to ponder as we wrap up.
Okay.
If you could truly master any emotion, which one would you choose and why?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
I know, right?
Oh, I'm gonna have to think about that.
Let us know your thoughts.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you.
Until next time.
See ya.